This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X's a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You know, you may like another candidate better, but you have to look at who is going to win.
The latest endorsement for former Vice President and now White House hopeful Joe Biden comes from his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, who tells reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire,
but you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better, but your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
And Mrs. Biden says that her husband is the most likely candidate to beat President Trump in the 2020 election. J.P. Morgan Chase is claiming American families will pay an extra $1,000 a year because of the president's tariffs on Chinese imports. They say it's been costing them $400 a year so far, but new tariffs threatened to take effect later this year would add another $600 to that total. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Chicago teenager now facing federal charges for allegedly making some serious threats against an abortion clinic in the Windy City. Authorities say 19-year-old Farhan Sheikh threatened to, as he put it, slaughter and murder any doctor, patient, or visitor that he finds at a women's clinic just a few miles from his home. Federal prosecutors say he was arrested after posting that threat online and now faces up to 5 years behind bars if convicted. The Defense Department says the U.S. conducted its first test of a cruise missile since withdrawing from the intermediate-range missile treaty with Russia recently. The Pentagon says the missile was launched from San Nicolas Island in California, the first ground-launched test of a cruise missile, which would have been a violation of the Cold War era treaty. And one of the great achievements in public health, as it's been seen for years, is now under scrutiny after a new study finds it may be affecting intelligence in kids. The fluoridation of water, which did succeed at reducing cavities and socioeconomic disparities in dental disease, may be linked to lower IQs in children. The study finding the fluoride exposure during pregnancy was associated with lower scores in children ages 3 to 4. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and listen live. And thank you for joining in on any one of the 300-plus radio stations and markets that we bring Bill Martinez Live to you. And right now, Brigitte Gabriel joins us, New York Times bestselling author, leading expert on global Islamic terrorism, and chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in America. And we're going to be talking Omar and Tlaib, and let's put things in proper perspective. Brigitte, welcome to the show always. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, always good to have you with us. So let's talk about Omar and Tlaib and the show that they tried to put on yesterday. What was all this about?
Well, that's exactly what it is. The whole thing from the beginning, Bill, has been nothing more than a PR stunt. They wanted to put Israel in a corner, and they put Israel in a lose-lose situation and a win-win situation for them, PR-wise. Because if they were interested in just visiting Israel and learning about Israel, as a lot of the new Democratic elected officials, they would have joined the delegation of 72 lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, who made an official trip to Israel just last week. They met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and leaders of the Palestinian Authority. But Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib refused to go. Instead, they developed their own itinerary and titled it U.S. Congressional Delegation to Palestine. Bill, they couldn't even bring themselves to actually utter the word Israel in their itinerary. So this whole thing was just a publicity stunt.
Well, there was no doubt it was disrespectful on so many levels. And I will say this for the record, Brigitte, and this is, increasingly bothering me and other people who respect the office of the President of the United States. You may not like President Trump, but for the sake of the office, for respect of the U.S. Constitution, just to refer to him constantly as Trump is so disrespectful to the voters, to those of us patriots who believe in a constitutional government. And I want to call them out for that. And I'm tired of hearing the disrespect from them, from two women who are, if nothing else, I mean, they are demanding respect, but yet they themselves are not giving it.
They're not giving it. And we're seeing this in the whole Democratic Party. And they are being supported by the Democratic leadership. And they are being supported by the media. Look, Bill, when President Obama was elected president, I didn't want him. I didn't like him. I didn't vote for him. But The minute he became our president, we respected the office of the president. president, and you refer to him as President Obama. You may not have liked him. I criticize him. I criticize his apology to worldwide. I have been one of the biggest critics of President Obama and remain so. But you respect the office of the president because it doesn't matter who occupies that office. They come and go, but the office remains. And the President Trump was elected by people of the United States to serve the people of the United States, and we need to give him the courtesy to do his job and do it right. And right now we are seeing total disrespect, not only towards the President Bell, but we're seeing total disrespect to our police officers, total disrespect to law and order, total disrespect to respecting difference of opinion. I mean, look at what Antifa did in Portland this last weekend. So there is no tolerance in our country to the exchange of idea, to the principle of we need to listen to another idea. Maybe we can learn something so we can better our country, where we can bring different ideas and make them work together to the benefit of all. Those days are gone.
Yeah, and sadly, because what you're talking about right now, Brigitte, evidence. It is written in the history of this great country of ours. When we are talking, when we are sharing ideas, we're not saying everybody should be a Republican or everybody should be a Democrat. We need the varying ideas to come to the marketplace. And when they are invalidated and one side is told to shut up and not participate in the process, everybody loses. Now, when we win is when everybody's participating. And this is what has bothered me about the modern day Democratic Party, which is not the party of Kennedy by far. They're not engaged. They're just resisting, and it's to the injury of all Americans.
Well, here's the deal, Bill. The left is at war with everything you and I and every God-loving and flag-waving, veteran-respecting, police-honoring American, they are at war with us. The problem is we don't realize that they are at war. We think if we can just reason with them, come, let's reason together. Let's talk to each other. Why don't you listen to us? But what we need to realize is that those who are now in charge of being elected to Congress or in charge of the Democratic Party or who are now the bureau chiefs of news organizations. Remember, these students came out of our colleges and have been graduating for the last 25, 30 years, where they have learned that there is no tolerance to any opposing view. Look, I remember being banned from speaking to different universities, and this is back in 2004. I remember speaking at Duke University in 2004, being surrounded by bodyguards who were afraid for my own safety as students were shouting me down. And we're talking over 15 years ago. This started a long time ago. So all these students that learned in college that any other opposing point of view is not tolerated, should not be tolerated, and it should be attacked, those students have graduated and they have gotten into the work field, whether they work in media, whether they work in communication, whether they work in politics. So what we're seeing right now is basically activists posing as elected officials like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. They are activists. They're not your average lawmakers who studied the law and who decided to run for office to work on our laws that better this country. They are activists who won elections. When you look at journalists on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they are not journalists who are looking objectively at a story. You're looking at an activist who has the spotlight and the platform to be able to influence millions of Americans with their activist ideas, while the unsuspecting public believes that they are actually looking at a journalist, but they are not. And this is exactly what I detail in my book, Rise. You know, my book came out titled Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And I titled it Rise because I want people to understand what we are really dealing with in our country and why we need to come together and understand that we need to become engaged, we need to become active, we need to participate in our political process in order to save our country while we still have a chance before it's too late.
You're exactly right, and this is what I have embraced about your book, Rise. It is a clarion call to rise up and take a stand. This is not a time for the silent majority. The silent majority has to no longer be silent, just like it did several decades ago. It is a critical call to stand up. Otherwise, they continue to progress, and our liberties are being compromised here, Brigitte, in the process.
Absolutely. All our liberties are being compromised. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression. What happened in Portland this weekend is basically Antifa chasing a little girl simply because she is dressed in American flag attire. So 12-year-old girls are not even safe for expressing their patriotism.
Exactly.
We got to
go to break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective. You say I love.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back. But with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the 2 different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb.com. MENINGITISB.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
We must be asking, as Israel's ally,
the Netanyahu government stop the expansion of settlements on Palestinian land and ensure full rights for Palestinians if we are to give them aid.
Well, this was yesterday, and their threat, because after all, the House, we know, is given oversight over the money. They are in control of the purse. And even though Brigitte, I think she miscalculated, she said we only give $3 million. I think it's more in the billion terms, not million terms, of money that we give to Israel, is it not?
That's true. It's $3 billion. But what she forgot to mention is that we also give Egypt $2 billion. The only difference between Egypt and Israel is that Israel actually sends the money back into the United States, purchasing airplanes, purchasing products from the United States. So the money that Israel receives, a lot of that money is invested back into the United States, while the $2 billion we give Egypt is totally squandered.
Well, and what she didn't address also is that time and again, including the Netanyahu administration, have offered all kinds of concessions to the Palestinians. The Palestinians had made it clear time and again that if anybody is to negotiate at all with Israel and give up anything, that that person is to die and their family is to be, you know, taken off the face of the earth, which is the end game that they have for Israel. So how do you negotiate with somebody that wants you eradicated?
Exactly. You cannot negotiate with people like that. Israel has tried. I mean, Bill, you and I remember when Ehud Barak offered the Palestinians in 2001 90% of the territories back, and they did not want it. They did not want to have anything to do with it. They said, no, we do not want it, and they turned it down. So they are not, they could have had all of the West Bank. They could have had what they wanted, but they turned it down because they have no interest in living side by side by with Israel. They want Israel eliminated. But of course, Ilhan Omar is too young to actually even remember that. And because the Palestinians and the Islamic world in general, they do not teach their children history about political events that actually gives Israel any fairness. They only teach their children to hate Israel. The Israelis are stealing our land. They have stolen our land. They want to kill our people, which is total baloney. And this is why they're completely brainwashed with their hatred towards Israel.
Yeah, when you go to Israel, for those of us who have been there, Brigitte, you see that Arabs have no problem living in areas where Israel controls. In fact, they're happy to do so because they know there's peace there. But yet on the converse, when Israelis go into Arab-controlled areas, they do so with some trepidation, understandably so.
Yes, they do. And, you know, when the Palestinian Authority, you know, when Yasser Arafat came back and Israel gave the Palestinian Authority control over the Palestinian territories, Israel gave the option of the Israeli Arabs living in East Jerusalem, which is the Arabic section, whether or not they want to be Palestinian living under the Palestinian-controlled authority, you know, the Palestinian Authority. And they refused. The Arabs refused. They said, oh, no. We want to stay here. We want to stay under Israeli control. We want to stay here as Israelis. I mean, can you imagine they even were given the option, but
yes,
they turned it down? Because it shows you that, look, Arabs living under Israeli control are living much better than any Arabs living under Arab control, whether it's Palestinians, whether it's anything else, because there is more freedom in Israel than any other country in the Middle East, but specifically under the Palestinian Authority.
Well, I can tell you, when I went to Israel, I went through quite a background check. It wasn't just, come on in, and they really check you out. And here it is in the particular case here, where you have two women. One who's she was raised Palestinian. Talib was, so that worldview, and what does she hold to? I mean, for her, the BDS movement is a righteous act for Palestinians, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Again, like I mentioned, she is an activist. She's not your average congresswoman. We're looking at an activist elected to Congress. She believes Israel is evil. She believes Israel should not have any place in the Middle East. They do not want to live side by side with Israel. They don't believe on all the maps of Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, and all the maps, Israel doesn't even exist on the map. So even in the books that they teach the children of Palestine, Israel is non-existent on the map. So she is raised with the idea that Israel is evil and Israel should be eliminated. Totally different point of view. And that's why she is celebrated by the Palestinians. And let's not forget, when she ran for Congress and she was elected, she said, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people. I mean, here we have an elected member of Congress, Bill, in the United States, who's supposedly elected to serve the American people, yet instead she says, I want to be a voice for the Palestinian people? Since
yes.
When did we elect an Australian into government or anybody? Look, we have had our country for 300 years. We have been elected members of Congress for hundreds of years. When was last time we elected somebody who immigrated here from a foreign government who said, I want to be a voice to the Belgian people. I want to be a voice to the Australians. I want to be a voice to the Lebanese. We never had that until now.
It's pretty bold, and I'm glad you brought that up, because American voters need to wise up, and particularly, you know, the constituency that she represents, because now what does that mean for the rest of Americans that are in her district? They don't count?
Exactly. Their interest is not her interest. Their interests are the American interest, which is complete opposite of Rashida Tlaib's interest, because Americans are friends of Israel. They respect Israel as an ally of the United States. Americans understand that Israel is our eyes and ears in the Middle East, and it's our most loyal friend. Rashida Tlaib's interest is to wipe Israel off the map and to kick the Jews out of that land and away to whatever country they want to go, as long as they are not in the Middle East. And this is the problem. She's not representing the interest of the American people. She is representing the interest of the naturalized Palestinians living in her district and the Arab Muslims living in her district who migrated from the Middle East, who believe the Palestinian cause is the cause célèbre for every single Muslim across the world. They now believe they have representation in Congress to fight for Palestinian rights, not to improve Michigan, not to improve Detroit, not to improve the United States, not to create bills that will improve the lives of Americans living in a state in the United States, but to improve and affect change 8,000 miles across the world to the Middle East, influencing and ruling and passing laws that affect and impact the Palestinian people living under the Palestinian Authority and not Americans living in the United States.
Brigitte, where's leadership for the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, on all this? I mean, she seemed to have turtled out and just kind of hunkered down in her own shell and kind of just, you know, letting, you know, if it's not the four Democratic apocalyptic horsewomen of the party who have been leading the way here, but particularly these two, it's almost like she just allowed them to jump the shark here. And they're fully exposed. And, of course, Donald Trump is saying, hey, this is the Democratic Party, and why can't you make that assessment or come to that conclusion when they are given, you know, place time and again? And I think this is a rather reckless situation for the Democratic Party.
Because Nancy Pelosi right now, Bill, is a paper poster. That's it. The real activists behind the Democratic Party and the people who have clout are the newbies, are the young ones, are the ones who are active on social media. When you look at Ocasio-Cortez or you look at Ilhan Omar, over 4 million followers on Instagram alone. I haven't even mentioned Twitter. I haven't even mentioned Facebook. Nancy Pelosi probably doesn't even have an Instagram account. How many followers does she have? She's almost 80 years old. She thinks differently. Again, the difference between what we have now and what we used to have at the Democratic Party, we used to have elected officials who were concerned in passing laws that will affect the United States.
Right, exactly. Now,
we have young activists who are interested in influencing public opinion using social media to drive public opinion. And that
exactly.
is the difference. And that's
Brigitte, we got to leave it there. We're out of town. We're out of time. ActForAmerica.org is where you want to go for more information. She is the author and chairman of ACT, Brigitte Gabriel.
Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X's a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining the Cajun Crusher, host of the award-winning Ringside Politics Show, and Louisiana's favorite son. We've got lots to talk about. Jeff Cruera, are we connected, buddy?
I think now we're going to be connecting with our friend Bill Martinez. And going
well, here we are
right now. And Bill, hey. Are you there?
Hey, welcome to the show, Jeff. Yes, I'm here. Good to be connecting with you. Lots to get caught up on. Hey, boy, I'll tell you, the Democrats are so angry and upset. Anything that is white or even looks white, you know, this white supremacy stuff, they've really jumped the shark on it. I mean, their heads are about ready to explode if they haven't exploded already.
Well, you know, Bill, it just goes to show you that this is an overused slur. I think it's losing its meaning. I mean, it is crazy the amount of times it is used constantly, and I think the Democrats are going crazy. I mean, they're trying to find any kind of way they can insult, any kind of way they can motivate their people, and hopefully some of the folks that have been historically voting Democrat will think twice and say, hey, we're not going to buy this again. I mean, we're going to look deeper into what they're actually doing for our communities and You look around the country, Bill, the communities that are led by Democrats, many of them are filled with homeless and blight and poverty and drugs, and they're just failing their constituents.
Well, without a doubt, and, you know, and they don't want to talk about those things. So let's just talk about racism. Let's just blame President Trump. I mean, we went back and looked in the archives and recorded, Jeff, for decades, the times that President Trump, even before when he was Citizen Trump, disavowing white supremacy, bigotry, and racism. And yet you get, you know, Chris Cuomo, CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the mainstream media echoing, you know, this complaint that President Trump will not disavow white supremacy. You know, it's just like, wait a minute, how many times does he have to say this?
I mean, he's disavowed David Duke numerous times. He disavowed the white supremacists in Charlottesville. It seems like he's constantly doing that. He did it just recently after the shooting in El Paso. But they don't want to hear it, and they constantly make this charge. And again, I'm hoping people see through it, Bill, because it just shows how shallow they are. They don't have anything to run on. All they're doing is trying to insult Donald Trump and his supporters, people like you and me.
Exactly. That's the other thing that's disgusting is that, you know, now it's like, oh, well, if you support Trump, then you're a white supremacist or you're a racist because you give him money or you gave him your vote. I mean, this is a disgusting leap. But this is, you know, what the Democrats have been doing. We've been calling it the spirit of invalidation. You know, if I can invalidate you, Jeff, then you cannot talk. Your opinion doesn't count. And this is what they've done, you know, and here we are, the United States of America, and they've made us and trying to make us the un-United States.
Exactly right. And the president, when I hear him talk about unity, trying to bring people together, trying to make America great again, not white America great again, America great again for everybody.
Well, when you look at the policies, what have they done? I mean, did he just, you know, employ regulations or get rid of regulations that only hurt white America? I mean, is unemployment only, you know, designated for white America? Is not, you know, look at last time I checked, I mean, these are the lowest counts for Hispanic Americans, black Americans, I mean, across the board, right? Yeah,
exactly right. And what he's doing at the border, I mean, that's helping all Americans, Hispanic Americans, too. And you know, Bill, I have on my program a lot of people that came here legally, did it the right way. They're the ones that are most upset about the illegal immigration going on in this country. So he's doing
well. Why wouldn't Jeff? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they be? Where would the Hispanic people go but into Hispanic communities? This is why MS-13 gangs aren't hanging out, you know, next door or in the zip code of Nancy Pelosi or in Westchester County next to the Clintons. I mean, they go to Hispanic communities and they're tormenting these Hispanic communities. The drug runners, the, you know, the sex traffickers, those are the targeted areas that they go to because in some cases it's easy picking for them because they know a lot of illegals are in their community and they're not going to dial 911 because they don't trust that they're going to be protected because they, you know, they wouldn't expect to because they know they're here illegally. See, this is the double-edged sword that these communities, you know, the victims in these communities are dealing with when you're illegal and you're operating in the shadows. This is what you're subjected to. And the Democrats continue somehow in their pretzel logic brains, Jeff. They somehow justify this.
And I've heard some of these Democrat commentators, Bill, trying to negate the whole influence of MS-13, trying to say it's sort of a made-up threat. So the people in the Hispanic communities, they know that that's a lie. They know what the president is talking about, these people threatening their communities. So you're exactly right. So, again, I'm thinking all this is going to backfire on the Democrats. I think people are not going to accept that, not going to want that kind of leadership for this country.
Well, there's too much evidence to the contrary. I mean, you have to resist. I mean, a BEA report, Jeff, just came out, and the Democrats from day one since the tax break that Trump offered to the country said, oh, it's for the top 1%, top 1%. You've heard them say this time and again, and the mainstream media has not challenged it. The BEA came out with a report that was quite defining, and they said, in actuality, the 99% got a better break than the 1%. So what are the Democrats saying? They're not about to report on that, you know, so they just let that go aside and, oh, where's the race card now? And,
you know. Very selective reporting, Bill, very selective.
Right.
I mean,
well,
anything that can further their narrative, that's all they want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about your column, your latest column, about the great opportunity that is there in Louisiana.
Yes.
Tell our audience, share with us that.
We are a red state, and all of our statewide elected officials are Republican. We've got one Democrat who represents the state of Louisiana who is a liberal governor by the name of John Bell Edwards. He was elected under unusual circumstances 4 years ago. Republicans have a great pickup opportunity in a few weeks. The election's going to be in October. And they've got a number of candidates running. Either one of them, all of them would be better than, of course, the incumbent John Bell Edwards. We're the only state in the nation to lose jobs over the past year. We're one of only eight states in the nation to lose population. We've got the highest sales tax rate, or the second highest in the nation. He's a big tax and spend liberal Democrat, and he needs to be defeated. He's got the power of incumbency, though. The liberal media here in the state love him. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think there's the opportunity there for the GOP.
Well, like, as we said, there's practical evidence in these other, you know, other states that have been so successful. You know, maybe the Democratic governor there, maybe he lost his way. Maybe he meant to end up in California and New York. What do you think?
Well, I mean, he fits in well. I mean, in those states, and look at California, they're losing population, too. I mean, look at Florida and Texas, some of our neighboring states, led by Republicans, mm-hmm. conservatives. They have no income tax there. They've got great pro-business policies. They're stealing our businesses, Bill. So
exactly.
I'm hoping that the voters here will wake up, will make sure that they get out there and vote for one of these. We have an open primary, so everybody runs on the same date, Republicans and Democrats. So they're going to have to get him into a runoff, and if they do, I think they can beat him. But it's going to be a challenge. They're going to have a lot of money behind this governor.
Right. They're not ballot harvesting there in Louisiana, are they?
No, but they're going to be pulling out all the stops for this guy. And his money, he's got money coming in from all over the country. He's got millions and millions of dollars in his war chest. His campaign commercials don't talk about his liberal policies. They emphasize that he's pro-life and pro-Second Amendment, which are two good conservative sort of social issues where he's on the right side. But all his fiscal policies are just anti-business, you know, pro-government. And that's not what a good conservative state like Louisiana needs.
Well, how do the people of Louisiana feel about having outside money come in? I know California got turned around. It was amazing how quick some of the districts got turned, you know, from red to blue within one voting cycle. And they say, well, two things made that possible. Number one was ballot harvesting. That's why I brought that up. But number two, probably just as important, was the outside money, Jeff.
No, and that needs to be an issue in this race, because I think the people of Louisiana need to decide who our governor is going to be, not these special interest groups that are backing the governor. So that should be something that these candidates bring up. I think that's a big issue, Bill, along with, of course, liberal policy.
Exactly. Who is he going to be beholden to but the big money that came in? And that's outside interest. It's not inside interest. It's not Louisiana's interest, to your point, right?
Exactly correct. So we've got this opportunity, and the Republicans, if they can win here, it'll bode well, I think, for 2020.
Well, without a doubt. Jeff Cruer, Jeff, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show. Great being on yours.
Thank you, Bill. Always appreciate you.
That has cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And let me say that this portion of Bill Martinez Live is being brought to you by my good friends at Network Capital. Just an incredible organization. I mean, they're a direct lending team, by the way, Network Capital Funding. And they're going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. Are you in for that? Well, give them a call, 800-700-8068. You know the rates are an all-time low. And so this is a great time to talk to the experts at Network Capital Funding, and they will give you all the details on how you can start saving money right away. We like that. 800-700-8068, that is the number to know. Hey, it is time for our weekly report, and she is back with us. We missed you so much. Sam, how are you?
Oh, I miss you too. I'm doing great. We had a really relaxing time, and you know, made me miss you extra. I always look forward to our interviews, but I was especially looking forward to this week.
Well, that's good. We've got lots of great things to talk about, and of course, the first one. When I say great things, I mean they run the entire gamut of emotions here. Because we get good news. A lot of the news that's should be fit to print, that's not printed, that we don't hear about. But this is about the stories of our humanity as we're going through the journey of life. And lest we forget about what happened in El Paso, there were so many heroes that came out of that situation, as there were in Dayton, as there are, you know, around our country that we don't hear about. But the first story here is about about the El Paso shooting. A man was shocked as hundreds attend his wife's funeral. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Antonio Basco, him and his wife were married for about 22 years, and they loved traveling country and doing all these different things together. And sadly, she was one of the victims of the El Paso shooting. Well, they didn't have a lot of family there. And so Friday night, his his invitation to attend his, you know, he pictured his wife's funeral just in an empty church. He pictured hardly anybody there, and he just, you know, that just didn't sit right with him. So he gave an open invitation to the public, and it went viral. Over 700 people ended up showing up from all across the country. People took flights from, like, California or Ohio, and he ended up getting, at this point that the story was reported, they had 900 flower arrangements from as far away as Asia. Reaching out to him and his wife. And, you know, I think some of my favorite stories are when you see people that don't know each other. It's like somehow everybody comes together at the same time and just has this moment of kindness to reach out and show their love. And this is definitely one of those times. You know, it's not just his local community. It's America and beyond. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty amazing sight to see. There were so many people attending his wife's funeral that they had to move it to a larger venue. And wow. Can you imagine what a great way to honor his wife? You know, it's such a tragedy, but he obviously loved her so much, and he said their life together was like a fairy tale. And, you know, I think he honored her greatly by getting to share his love for her with all these different people.
And everybody else, like you say, they didn't even know her, but yet they did know her. And that's the thing, you know, no matter where we are, you know, part of this human race, we're all experiencing the aspect of life, which is absolutely precious. And here it is. And for people to reach out and respond to his call, boy, I'll tell you, that really encourages you and gives you a lot of hope for mankind. You know, I just saw this documentary, which is going to be coming out on 9/11 appropriately. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it, Sam. It is about Gander, Newfoundland. And what happened, it's called You Are Here, a come from away you know, story, which is, it's actually gone to Broadway, and for people that may have seen and witnessed the story there on Broadway, but it is absolutely precious of what happened. You know, suddenly in 9/11, as you know, air traffic control and throughout the world said, hey, we got to bring all planes down, you know, get them out of the air right away. We don't know which ones are terrorists. We've had attack here in the United States. And so you had planes that were already too far across the Atlantic that had to find a place to land as quickly as possible. And for some, you know, about 40 planes, about 7,000 people, Gander, Newfoundland is where they had to land. And they spent the first 24 hours on the tarmac because they, you know, people didn't know what to do, how long this was going to last. It ended up lasting for 5 days. And the people of Gander, about 9,000 people strong, all came together, made sandwiches, provided food, took these people in, and what was transcended in 5 days of life is nothing short of a miracle, and again celebrates our humanity and what people, you know, how people can come together, to your point, that don't even know each other. And I highly recommend this movie, and you got to look for it. I think it's a Fathom event that's going to come out. In fact, we spoke with the filmmaker and producer of the movie, and wow, it is a real special documentary that people are going to be blessed by. Because again, I think that when we have stories like this that reconnect us with our humanity and realize there is something greater than ourselves and our own personal interests, we are enlarged and we're blessed by that, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. I've never actually heard that story. I would love to see that documentary.
Oh, yeah. It's coming out on 9/11, so get ready. And it will touch you. And again, it's right up your alley with everything that you do. It's Sam's Corner, and we'll talk about it more. But meanwhile, I want to discuss this 30-year-old man with special needs. He has his first ever birthday party. What happened?
That's right. So Chris Barrington, he grew up, he doesn't have a lot of extended family, but he's 30 years old, and they said he's got some mental disabilities, and, you know, they said maybe he's like about the level of a six-year-old. Well, sadly, his dad was very sick recently from leukemia, and he was unable to move, and Chris was found wandering the streets of his city, and he was wandering around, and this is in Lake Waco, and he had been wandering the streets for a couple of days. Well, when he was found, he couldn't remember anybody's name except a teacher that he had had when he was in middle school. He had Michelle Gerard for 4 years, and that's who he remembered. And so she was contacted, and he was put in touch with her. And she said, well, what's going to happen to him? You know, where is he going to go if his dad's unable to take care of him? And they said, he'll probably be put into a group home. And she said, well, not on my watch. So what happens is, unfortunately, since, you know, he's been found, his dad did end up passing away. But she will be becoming, she's applied to become his caretaker. And so the community and her came together, and he's never had a birthday party or presents or Thanksgiving or Christmas. So they started off with a birthday party. He's 30 years old, having his first birthday. You know, it's going to be, they said it's going to be a year full of firsts. He's going to have Thanksgiving, and he's never been to Disney World, and he wants to go to Hawaii and all these different things. So, you know.
Hey, he can come up here and join us. He can join us. That's where we're at right now. So.
Aloha.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, exactly. He can come here and say happy birthday to the newborn, you know. So we'll say happy birthday to him. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're so excited. Yeah, he's doing great. I mean, he is just, you know, he was born 4 pounds, 3 ounces. I think he's now 5 pounds, 8 ounces, our daughter said yesterday. He's he is just doing really well. So I can't wait to see him. So this Saturday I get to hug his face, and I'm looking forward to that. So good fun here.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That's wonderful.
Wonderful. And well, let's talk about this next story. An Uber driver, very compassionate, blesses a fast food employee with a new dress and a gift card, huh?
That's right. So an Uber driver in Buffalo, she was taking her employee, or not an employee, she was taking a, you know, a rider on Uber, Lyft to, on Uber to work at her job. And so she begins talking to this driver. The driver's name is Lamaya Jabber, and the passenger's name is Diane. And Diane was explaining how she has grandkids, and you know how you just talk when you're riding sometimes.
Sure.
And she's saying, you know, I'm not going to be, she, it was basic things that she wasn't going to be able to get herself until Christmas, you know, just like a robe and some house slippers and different things like that. Well, when Lamaya heard this, she was like, I just feel like I can do something about this. There's, you know, there's not always something you can do to help people, but sometimes there is. So whenever Lamaya drops off Diane at her job at Tim Hortons, Lamaya decides to go take a trip to Old Navy and get a $50 gift card and a dress for her to wear to church. And so she comes back by and she records the video of her surprising Diane at the drive-thru. And, you know, it's just one of those touching moments. And, you know, you don't never know how far that's going to go or
exactly
what that did for Diane. And she's obviously, you know, a lady who's giving a lot of herself, taking care of her grandkids and all that. So I just love that story.
That's great. Well, this last story that we got, I mean, it's interesting because this is almost my story. This is one about a guy running, you know, runs into complications, and he's trying to see his son's birth when his flight was grounded, and strangers gave him a lift. And I got to tell you, this story happened to me with our youngest son. I got caught in a snowstorm in Reno, Nevada, which is a whole other story altogether. But let's tell us about this one. We got about 45 seconds left, Sam.
I knew you loved the story. Seth Craven, he was on his way to see his wife give birth to their child at a scheduled C-section in Charleston, West Virginia. Well, he was in Afghanistan, so he had to take several different stops to get there. He ends up in Philadelphia, and there's storms that are making everything freeze up. The planes aren't leaving. You can't rent a car. And, you know, so he thinks, I'm going to miss the birth of my son. Well, fortunately for him, different passengers started talking about it, and Charlene Vickers was also in Philadelphia. She had to get to Charleston, West Virginia. She said, you know what? If you'll come with us on this crazy adventure, we're getting there no matter what tonight. So I already have my car here at this airport. You know,
and they made it, huh? That's great.
Money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most